Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become spiritually and physically fit. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, this is April, and we all should spring into fitness just like the flowers are blossoming and blooming out there. We should do the same thing no matter what age you have. And guess what? Tonight, I have the famous Orlando Darden Jr. He's a fitness professional and a runner. And yes, we're going to get fit and stay healthy, he says. So let's see. Get fit and stay healthy. Your body's state of fitness, health, and wellness will achieve whatever your mind believes and what your words habitually speak. Mr. Darden Jr. says, in order to optimize your fitness, nutrition, health, wellness, you must commit to living these pillars on a non-negotiable lifestyle. So let's see if he's in the house. It sounds like he's running into the studio. So we're going to talk in a few seconds to Mr. Orlando Darden Jr. Hello there, Mr. Darden. How you doing?
Well, hello there, Renee. Thank you very much for inviting me to your show here. I'm very pleased and excited to be here.
Thank you, thank you. I hope you heard the little running in the background there.
I was wondering what those were. It sounded like some running, and how appropriate. It's a rainy day outside, so it sounded like some running, maybe in some puddles there. But any running feet that are moving or anybody in movement is a wonderful thing.
You're right. I got this off an iStock photo, and they had an auto, so it's running on gravel and on leaves. So
Close enough. Good movement is good.
So let me tell you about you. In 2013, okay. Mr. Darden, Orlando Darden Jr., turned 50 years old and is a proud member of the baby boomer generation. He passionately believes that the aging process should be an experience filled with enlightenment, self-confidence, and increased fitness. The traditional mindset is that when you're growing older, it's something to be feared and faced with submission. For example, I'm going to put on more weight. I become less flexible. I'm experiencing declining energy. I'm getting fat on my hips. You know, I'm not moving more slowly. As for his own testimony, at no previous time had he been more fit, healthy, well, happy, and more prosperous than he is now. You hear that, my listeners out there? So it doesn't matter what age you're going to start, you need to get out there and exercise. He started Body Fit DC as a result of his passion to help individuals to decide to make a lifetime commitment towards improving their fitness, health, and wellness. He is a board certified as a personal fitness training professional from the National Council on Strength and Fitness. So let's welcome Orlando Darden Jr. How you doing?
Renee, I'm doing just fine, and hello to your audience.
Well, tell us a little bit more about yourself there. How you got started in the health and wellness industry?
How I got started was it was actually as a result of an epiphany. Prior to that, I had been a corporate person. I'd worked in finance. I worked on Wall Street for a little over 23 years. So my lifestyle was pretty much, and it was a career that I enjoyed. I traveled. I worked 6-7 days a week. Interestingly enough, I did not at that time, because of my lifestyle and my schedule, exercise really at all. I was busy. I was on the move, and I was caught up in my lifestyle. What became a change for me that ultimately led to my path to get into fitness was, I'll never forget it, I came home one Thanksgiving, and my mother looked at me, and mothers can be very candid, and my mother said, "My God, you're getting big." And I had always been a skinny guy, and I knew that for her to say that I'm getting big, and then also for me not to be lifting weights, that was a clear message that, hey, you know what, your stress, your lifestyle, your less than optimal eating habits are catching up with you, you know, at the ripe young age of late 30s here. So that was a wake-up call to me to say, hey, maybe it's time to look at something, doing something different.
That is true for a lot of us, because when we're in our 20s and 30s, we think we're invincible. We can just do anything.
Absolutely.
We eat as much as we want, hang out and everything. Then all of a sudden, you look in the mirror, and for us females, we want to know, where did our hips go, where did our legs go, why everything is sagging, what's going on. But you said,
absolutely,
in your bio, you can start at any age. Really?
That is absolutely correct. What I mean by this is that as long as we have breath in our body, we can, and that's part of my, movement to educate, motivate, inspire people, that science is supporting us that once you start moving your body, movement of your body, and what that means, for example, would be as simple as just doing a walk once a day, helps your body to survive and thrive just a little bit longer. Once we get our limbs moving, we get our blood flow throughout our body to feed our muscles and tendons and things like that. It actually helps to slow down to some degree the aging process. When we're sedentary, then our body is not getting fed nutrients that it needs to. Our metabolism slows down, and basically we're putting our body in decline. So with that said, regardless of what age you are, as long as you can decide tomorrow to say, instead of eating processed food, I'm going to eat, whole natural foods. Instead of drinking sodas, I'm going to drink water. Instead of, not choosing to exercise, I'm going to get out, and at least if it's no further than walking from my front door to the mailbox and back, and just make that a routine and build from there. So at any age, we have the opportunity, as long as we're breathing and able.
That is so true, because I was watching on TV, and this woman at 95 years old, and I see them at 96, they start exercising at 60 or 70, and they're just as strong as they were when they were in their 30s. Because we
absolutely
don't realize that we're building up bone mass, and we need that, because if we fall down when you're elderly, you're more likely to break a bone or have a fracture. But if we continue
absolutely
to exercise, we live longer. So my thoughts to you and my listeners here want to know also, should we go ahead with weight training, or should we do aerobics? Which is better?
That's a good question, and that's where a lot of confusion is. As we get older, particularly for women, here are the things that have to be kept into consideration. Number one, bone mineral density. What does bone mineral density mean? That means the minerals that make up the bones. After age 35, our body starts to go into decline, particularly for women. What resistance work is, which involves lifting weights or doing body weight exercise, it puts what's known as resistance on the body to help reinforce the tendons, the limbs, build muscle, which is important for our body to function properly. And so the tendency is sometimes to focus only on aerobic activity. Aerobic activity is important. It helps us to move. It helps to improve blood circulation. It helps to improve our heart. But we also need to reinforce that with strengthening our muscles, and nothing can beat strengthening muscles like doing strength training with weight and or body weight. So it's actually a combination of both, but I would lean more in the direction of strength training over aerobics.
Now, you also include running. For me, when I used to run, it just felt so good, because I used to run for about 3 hours, and it just felt good.
Wow.
In my time with the Lord. Yeah, I would run
yes
an hour and a half to the destination and run an hour and a half back. But now that I'm older and the fear of falling and, you know, my ankle twist a little bit, how can you help me and help my listeners to get back into running?
Good question, Renee. First off, I have a group known as, it's called Baby Boomer Runners Rule. It's a group that I organized a little over a few years ago, and the basic theme behind it was there are those of us, again, who are 40, 50, and older, who said, look, I want to get in shape. I like running. I just need to understand how to do it. Many of the run groups around the city, the typical age in those run groups are 20 and 30, and you know, and people who have come to me and said, hey, wait a minute, there's such a generational gap, and then also not only in terms of what we talk about and how we connect, but also just they run much faster than I do, and I need a group of people who are similarly in my stage of life who are getting fit, because it serves as motivation. It's a peer group building and things of that nature then. So in a situation like that, for people who are saying, look, I want to get back to running, they are able to come to a group, for example, such as mine, learn the mechanics of running. What are the mechanics? Basically, most importantly, learning how to breathe so that you can run more effectively, efficiently, and further. Knowing your form, making sure you're running properly so you don't damage typical areas such as your hips, your knees, your ankles, and just fundamentally by running, doing it consistently, learning how to build strength and stamina, and most importantly, lose weight. What I have found is that those who participate consistently in a program, of course, coupled with eating healthy, have a higher result in terms of really boosting their health, even as they age, than those who are otherwise not participating in any kind of program at all. So I'm a big proponent of running, and I believe fundamentally everybody should run.
True, because like I said, to me, it was sort of a meditation. You know, I couldn't find something around the house. I said, I'm going to go run, and I ran and came back, and guess what? My mind was clear, and I found that piece
Absolutely.
Of paper that I needed. And then, okay, we talked about the 80-year-olds, they go ahead and run, and women, you know, with large hips, so it does, and large breasts, it's okay for them to go run. So do you start us out slowly, or you bam right into it? How do you start it?
Well, listen, like this,
I
want to
know,
because
I don't
want to
pull out.
No. Well, I tell you what, it's a very good question. I look for happy returns, and what I mean by that is the last thing I want to do is to scare people away from the thing that they were a little intimidated to approach, and that's running. What we do is, in my group, we have three categories. We have beginners, meaning people who are literally just beginning to start, and they just need some coaching, and typically I work with them, that group, to really kind of build their confidence and help them to build their form, things of that nature, make sure they're okay. Then we have intermediate, who are a little bit more advanced, they're regular runners, and then we have advanced, people who are doing half marathons and marathons. I'm training people in another month, including myself, who will run my fourth actual Marine Corps marathon this coming fall. But for the newer people, they're invited to the group so that they can come out, build their confidence. The key I tell them is as long as you remain consistent, you will get there in terms of improving your fitness, health, and wellness. And I want to also emphasize this. Before anybody participates in exercise, particularly with my group, I always want to make sure they have a doctor's approval that they are fit enough to exercise. You can be out of shape, but as long as a doctor is saying either A, you should exercise to improve your health, and or B, that you are, that they feel that you're able enough to go and put your body under some initial stress, which exercise involves, then they are more than welcome and encouraged to participate, whether it's my group or any other form of exercise.
So the exercise, the running, you do it in D.C.?
Yes. We meet at Logan Circle, Northwest D.C., on Sundays at 8 a.m. It's usually from 8 to 9 a.m. I want to be sensitive to people who have to get to church or whatever then. And, Renee, using your point, it's so interesting to hear you say it. Running to me is meditative. When I run by myself in particular, it is my time with me to be alone with God, have my spirituality, and I come back so mentally, spiritually, and energized that it's to me it's the best form of feeling euphoric that I can feel. So yes, people come down, they meet there. We run through different streets safely. I will underscore, I do make it a safe activity so people of all fitness levels are able to participate in a safe manner.
Yes, true, especially when you're running in the city versus when you're running in, so like in the suburbs or in the country. Because
yeah.
I know when I used to run, I like running in the streets because I found the streets were a little bit more level than the sidewalks, and then you got that dog that come at you. At least I'd be in the streets and I can really take off. So your routes are already pre-planned then.
My routes are pre-planned, and the great things about my routes are, think about it, Sunday morning, there's not much going on, believe it or not. Even in D.C., we run a lot in downtown just by geographic, just where we happen to be located. So part of the run takes you in downtown D.C. around the monuments. We run by the Lincoln Memorial, depending on the course length, of course, the Smithsonian, maybe a portion of Georgetown. And again, depending on the group, we'll determine how far we go. For new runners, we start out with a run-walk ratio. In other words, we run a little bit. I encourage anyone at any time that they feel they need to catch their breath to stop and just build it up. No one gets left in our group, so it's not a group where, if you can't keep up, then you get left. I make sure that everybody, is accounted for because I want to encourage them to come back. I want to encourage them to continue. Once a person has made a goal, whether it's to lose weight, to become a better runner, or just improve their overall fitness, their goal now becomes my goal because I internalize it and I personalize it, and I, am very eager and motivated to make sure that I do my best to make sure that they achieve their goal.
I like what you said. You internalize it and personalize it because some trainers train
absolutely.
Like they're training for themselves. They really push their clients to far beyond their level because they're thinking only of themselves. And I like that. So my listeners out there, for those that live in D.C., Maryland, or what we call the DMV, we really need to get a hold of Orlando and get out there and start, especially now the weather is not too hot, it's not too cold, and right today it's kind of rainy, but at least we know it's getting warmed up. Now, with the running, it's mostly outdoors and anything. Do you offer any other programs other than the running?
Yes. In addition to my one-on-one private fitness training where I train, individuals or I train, small groups, I do have a boot camp that meets 3 days a week. It meets on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. in Malcolm X Meridian Park in Northwest D.C., and then Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. The purpose of the boot camp is basically, again, to give people an opportunity to, without weights, use your body. But if you're familiar with Malcolm X Park, it's a beautiful park which has lots of stairs, lots of scenery, things like that. So I like to call our workouts intensity and beauty. Running stairs can be pretty intense. The name of my boot camp is called Runner's Fitness Boot Camp. Renee, everything, my core fitness principle is that by running, since you use multiple muscles, you use the maximum amount of muscles energy in your body. It's so much more effective in terms of burning calories, building lean muscle mass, that you really get an efficient workout, whether it's a short run or whether it's a longer run. Quite honestly, the shorter runs, depending on the pace, really give you a more effective workout than some of the longer, slower, steady pace. But movement in any form of running is certainly a very good way to exercise then. So they have options to come to my boot camp, which meets on those 3 days of the week.
So it's Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturday. Tuesday and Thursday at 7 a.m. and Saturday at 9 to 10 a.m. Early morning hours so they can come and get their physical, I want to flex their physical muscles, and then they can go later and do their spiritual muscles as well.
There you go. There you go. And again,
go ahead.
Go ahead, please. Oh, okay.
So do you combine a nutrition component too as well then?
I do. You cannot get optimal results just by exercising alone, and that's another misnomer. It's exercise, and I'm going to be very clear about this. Exercise is very important. We need exercise, but even more importantly, especially if you're looking to build lean muscle, which all of us need to do, it doesn't mean you're bulking up. It doesn't mean that you're looking, strange or whatever. And yes, women do need lean muscle as well as men. Lean muscle is so important because it helps us to burn fat. Metabolically speaking, and what's important about that is that we make sure that I have discussions to say, let's make sure that you're eating healthy. One of the things I always do is I do two things. I always check in with my clients to say, how are you eating? Are you eating your five meals a day? And is that including, vegetables, fruits, vegetables, things of that nature, legumes or beans, drinking plenty of water? Those kind of things help the body metabolize, burn more fat, and help you in the process of building more lean muscle, which will, again, have you looking leaner, stronger, more fit, and fundamentally being overall healthy. What I also do is periodically we have some time out where I will say, let's go to a venue where we're going to eat healthy food. I want to sit down with you, and I want us all to just go through the experience. You know, there's a bistro right over on Georgia Avenue that we occasionally go to, and then sometimes I try to make some other things because I want to make sure that people are very clear. There's a lot of misinformation about what is considered nutritious food that we should be eating, and I like to make sure that they understand that you got to eat well as a way of driving results, looking better and feeling better.
I like that. Looking better and feeling better. Okay, my listeners out there, you hear that out there. It's good nutrition plus exercise equates to a healthier lifestyle. It helps build up our tempo. And so exercise is good, but even the running, I know with the running, like you said, you drop pounds faster, you look leaner, you just seem to be more happy in coordination when you about flexible exercise. Because I know a lot of people do not incorporate flexibility. So do you teach people how to be more flexible?
I absolutely do. In fact, Renee, it's interesting you bring that up. I believe in addressing all pillars of fitness on that. That's the cardio aspect, that's the strength, that's the balance, meaning making sure that you're coordinated. As we age, one of the things that could happen is as we lose muscular strength, muscular coordination, then what happens is we become more susceptible to falling over. My mother, who I hope she doesn't mind me saying this, she's 81 years young. One of the things I help her to address is making sure that she improves her strength so that she's more stable. She does chair squats where you sit down in a chair with an arm and you push yourself up with your arms to stand up and just repeat that, because what it helps you to do is to build core muscle strength, legs, and gives you power. Seniors really start to lose that coordination. They start to stumble. They start to fall. We know the dangers of if you fall and break your hips, you're immobilized, and that really oftentimes leads to one's health decline, especially at that stage. So I incorporate flexibility. I take yoga, for example. I will be, studying for my yoga certification next year, and also add that into my entree of fitness and wellness, because we must be flexible. I discourage people sitting down for over an hour at any fixed time in our technological age, and get up and move your body around, because literally the longer you sit, the longer you're sedentary, the more your body, even for a fit person, starts to decline. And you got to get up and move around. And I even have reminders to myself, Orlando, you've been sitting on the computer too long. You need to get up, move around, drink a glass of water, and just do that. So flexibility is definitely a component. And the last point on that is that the more flexible you are, the less injury prone you are, whether it's a runner or just in general, because your muscles are more pliable at that point.
Go ahead and preach. Go ahead and preach, Orlando. And that's true, because I used to have a treadmill next to me, and I know it's every 30 or 80, 45 minutes I would get up and do a little running, walking on my treadmill.
Right.
And you need that only that for flexibility, for strength, and it reduces your risk of injuries, but it also bringing oxygen to the brain to make you more alert and increase work productivity.
Absolutely.
So exercise plays in a whole part of the whole entire life cycle, as well as increased longevity. Yes, definitely.
Absolutely.
On that. And I like when you said flexibility and yoga, because I saw in one of your pictures that I said, he's standing on here, because at first I didn't know what it was.
That's
until
right.
I enlarged the picture. I see him, I said, can I put this on my little radio,
yes.
Little slideshow, because I think they might scared him.
That's right. I'm a big yes, I'm a big fan of yoga, because especially for men, I'm oftentimes one of the few or only men in class, because men think it's about women being flexible, and women are generally more flexible than men just by muscular structure, but men need to get in on the mat, is the expression, because yoga is great for, improving our flexibility, another way to enhance our core strength, and mindfulness. Mindfulness is critical, because mindfulness allows us to tap into our spirituality, and really, whether, again, it's running or just whatever exercise or yoga, when we tap into our mindfulness, we really tap into our God-centeredness, which allows us to really release the power that's within us to do great things, even if it means mastering a headstand, which, I had to build to get to that. I had to build strength, I had to build confidence, and I had to build my own belief in what I could do. So one of the things that's so important about that is just, getting into it, believing it, and just ultimately doing it, and then things kind of evolve from there.
Yes, because yoga, a lot of, you know, other churches frown from yoga because they think it's like a religion, you know, something they don't believe. But yoga is good. It increases your flexibility. But yoga also makes you strong. And like you said, it's that mental alertness, make you focus. And a lot of people don't do that. And part of that, when you're in a yoga position, you're meditating, even though some people don't like
to
chant. You're meditating in that position. And that's where you can do that headstand. You can do several different things. Yeah, I took yoga, too, and really enjoyed it. Well, we got a few more minutes there. Is there a video? Is there a book down the line? What's next for Body Fit DC?
What's next for Body Fit DC is a few things. Number one, there's a book coming out towards the end of the year. I'm actually working with my with a publisher now that's going to be basically, you know, your life. Basically, the basic theme of the book is your life, you know, really becomes magical after age after age 50, and it basically is going to cover the themes of how incorporating fitness, health, nutrition, wellness really helps you to live a more prosperous life. Not only about just the money aspect, you know, that's your choice if you want to, but prosperity means happiness, fulfillment, you know, confidence, things of that nature, and how when we package those together, again, my approach in fitness is just not raw exercise. It's coming from a holistic standpoint. So my theme of my book is going to be the holistic approach to living our lives, including spirituality in our day-to-day life, including exercise, eating healthy, things like that. This is protecting the temple that was intended to not endure processed foods and bad things. I have that coming up. I have, let's say, a couple of other challenges. I have some people in my run group who decided that they want to participate in area road races as a way to improve their goals and challenge themselves to achieve goals. I'm also working with a couple of nonprofits to set up potential fundraisers. Running is a big activity in this city, and you want to raise money, send it around a running event. And I'm also looking for organizations that may be looking to receive sponsorship in terms of fundraising, you know, that I could coordinate and connect with. And then the other thing is that I will be rolling out the second half of the year is a Skype, let's say, access where people who are, let's say, not in the city, who still want fitness counseling, nutritional counseling, we can talk by Skype and at least be able to connect and make sure that they're on track with their program.
Woo, you got a lot on the horizon, my brother. You got a lot on the horizon. That is so good.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Good. That's good because you want to build that temple from the ground up, and that is so
absolutely
good because we need all those areas. And a lot of people think of prosperous is money, but like you said, it's spirituality, it's health,
absolutely,
it's relationships, it's, you know, knowing thyself and how to help other people. So all that goes with, as you say, get fit and stay healthy, which is very
there
good. I like that title.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
No problem. No problem. I really enjoy talking to you. And so before
we go,
can you give everybody your website, please?
Yes. For more information, you can visit my website. It's www.body, and it's spelled B as in boy, O as in open, D as in David, Y, fit, F as in Frank, I as in it, and T as in Tom, D as in district, and C as in Columbia, bodyfitdc, all one word, .com. You can go to the website. You can find out about some of the basic programs. I also have social media links where you can find out about the Runner's Fitness Boot Camp if you want to register and sign up for that, or the run group, and just other activities. YouTube, you can hear about other clients who have had, you know, success stories, you know, as a result of our activities, and just become more familiar with the community that I'm looking to build, and that is of people who are just, you know, saying, I want to be proactive. The best healthcare is our proactivity in our own healthcare. So you're welcome to visit my website, contact me, and I'm more than happy to reach out to you and do what I can to help you achieve your goals.
Well, thank you very much, and you have a good evening there. And remember, it's www.bodyfitdc.com to contact Orlando Darden Jr. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to hearing you again and seeing you, and, you know, let's talk. Thank you very much.
We definitely will. Thank you, Renee. Thank you. Thank you, listeners. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, that was such a good interview, such a good talk, everybody. I really enjoyed Mr. Darden Jr. and about getting fit, staying healthy, no matter what age. No matter what age you are, remember you can get out there and run, run, run. Remember that you can start out slow, you know. So just get out there and what? Run, 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 everybody. You hear that in the background? This is Renee leaving. And that's Mr. Darden trying to leave out of the studio as well. So thank you, everybody. On Thursday, we're going to have an author. And so please stay tuned on Thursday at 6:30 for our next show. I want everybody to get fit and stay healthy. Thank you very much.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.